Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Do you know how to tell if your child has gastroenteritis? Do you know how to handle the illness? Test your knowledge in this week's Healthline. I am Camilla Guthrie.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today. Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Gastroenteritis, or gastro as it is more commonly known, is a common illness in infants and children. It is usually caused by viruses that affect the bowel.
It usually presents with vomiting, diarrhea. You can get fever. You may also get a little bit of abdominal pain. It can range from mild, can be moderate, can also be quite severe.
Pediatrician Dr. Lisa Franklin Banton. Vomiting and or diarrhea almost always accompany gastro and can have major effects on your child's system.
The complication that we try to avoid most commonly is that of dehydration, and this is usually prevented by ensuring that any losses from the vomiting or the diarrhea is replaced by fluids which are suitable to replace not only the fluid but the electrolytes that may be lost from the vomiting and diarrhea.
How the illness is treated is highly dependent on the age of the child.
For instance, if we have an infant, we would encourage the mother to continue breastfeeding or continue bottle feeding, giving them also appropriate fluids in between. And those fluids are usually fluids that are purchased, oral rehydration salts, which have the correct balance of fluid and electrolyte already prepared. We usually encourage them to be given in small amounts regularly until the child is tolerating these fluids.
This is done to prevent dehydration. As a parent, there are indicators that will tell if your child is becoming dehydrated.
In a baby, you may notice that the fontanelle or the soft spot at the top of the head, that it may be sunken, so it feels a little lower than it usually does. The baby may not have tears, the amount of saliva in the mouth may be reduced. The number of diapers that you're changing may be markedly reduced as well because you're not passing as much urine as you should. The skin may feel a little cold, it may also be a little mottled. These are really signs, though, of severe dehydration.
In instances such as these, medical attention should be sought immediately. Most of these viruses are usually spread from person to person through contaminated food or by touching surfaces that have been contaminated with the viruses causing the illness. As such, hand washing plays a critical role in preventing gastroenteritis and other infections. Vaccination also helps.
Rotavirus is probably one of the most common viruses that would cause gastroenteritis in the younger age group. And younger, I mean less than 5 years of age. There is a vaccine available for rotavirus, and that is usually given before the age of 6 months. And that is perhaps the only vaccine presently available to prevent any form of gastroenteritis caused by rotavirus.
Pediatrician Dr. Lisa Franklin Banton. That's Healthline for this week. Come back next time when we'll inform you about another health issue. I am Camilla Guthrie, reminding you that you only get one body, so take care of it.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.